Okay, cosmology here. Now, I ask this question again, although I did it before and should maybe know better by now, that if this entire universe is but a kind of virtual reality existing in mind, which seems to me to be the understanding of the Puranas and so on. And how can it, first of all, give rise not only to hologram-like visual images, which, well, which it could, because holograms are like that, and we have a virtual reality goggles and all that. I mean, but also sense of touch, sense of hearing, sense of taste and a smell. It's not so easy to translate a holographic example to such sense perceptions. If there is some kind of implicit information structure, some matrix or whatever, that then enters our eyes in the form of vibrations and gives rise to an image in our minds. I mean, well, in any case, however that image falling on the retina is translated into a mental image is fantastic anyway. But we know it is a fact. Similarly, another vibration going in the air and then sent off as some, I guess, electric pulse into the brain. Maybe a bit like sound goes through electric wire or some kind of vibration. Now, if we look at an audio curve, it's very complex. You could liken it again to an interference between several different wavelengths of vibrations. I guess that's what it is. Just like an image seen on the retina of the eye, it's also an interference of several different wavelengths of electromagnetic energy. In both cases, vibrations, just different form of energy. Different wavelengths that make them detectable by different sense organs. How the sensation of taste and touch and smell arises and is picked up by the skin and tongue and nose. I don't know so much about but in any case these different sense perceptions are information embedded in vibrations and some kind of medium that is really like some kind of matrix of a flow of energy. Well, that's it for now. I don't know what I said there.